Well, the six electors that were elected at the state convention for the Republican Party last spring will be assembling at the state capitol at noon today, and I believe it's a public meeting. We're in room 445. And I understand that our lieutenant governor will be there to brief us and give us some instructions before the election occurs. But this is a process that we went through to be elected by state delegates that were, of course, elected at their caucuses last spring. And we were elected, and they're two at large. I'm one of them. Chris Kimball is the other at large. And then there are four others that represent the four congressional districts. And we will be casting our vote for the candidate that won the popular vote in the state of Utah, which was Donald Trump.
Sherrilyn, we have heard some wild stories about attempts to influence, and in some cases, strong-arm tactics to influence electors to flip their vote. Have you experienced any of that, or have you heard of any Utah electors that have?
Oh, yes. We have been absolutely bombarded with emails, letters, phone calls, tweets, and it's been quite interesting. I decided to do some research on who the people were that were contacting me. I understand some people have received up to 30,000 emails. I know Chris Kimball told me she's been receiving about 200 a day. I haven't been receiving so many because my email address has been incorrect on their list. But I have a whole folder of these letters. So the research showed me that most of the people contacting me, with rare exception, are either registered Democrats from mostly California, New York, Washington State, some of the more liberal states in the union. And some of them are donors, and some of them are even activists and quite on the extreme end of environmentalism, for example.
Some people I had heard, Sherrilyn, had wanted the electors as a group to look at whatever evidence there is of Russian influence during the election process before you cast your vote today. What's your feeling about that movement?
Well, we certainly want any investigation that needs to take place to pursue and to find out what the facts are behind that. But the reports that we've gotten prior to today, through Friday at any rate, really don't lend themselves to that having much of an influence on the outcome of this election.
Everything we hear...
Oh,
go ahead.
No, we'll wait and see. We certainly want the investigation.
Everything we hear, including a conversation we had earlier this morning with ABC Steve Roberts, says that all of this effort is not going to change many, if any, of the electoral votes today. Could you have imagined what you signed up for when you became an elector?
Oh, that's a good question. Certainly, we didn't imagine that we'd be in the limelight so much as we've ended up being. But I think it's a great opportunity for people to become better aware of what the Electoral College is. Most people don't even know that when they went to the polls on November 8th, that they were actually electing electors. And that's the process that the founders and framers put in place. We've watered it down somewhat. It used to be that the electors were front and center from the very beginning. They were the ones doing the nominating. It would have been unheard of for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to have come out and said, "I want to run." They were the ones to be selected and not the ones to be, you know, out there saying, "We want to do this." So it's a little backwards. The founders wanted to have that checks and balances in our election process so yep. that the senators were originally elected by their legislatures and the president, executive branch, was elected by 538 in today's numbers, and those were the electors. But now we come and we certify in the state of Utah, it's in statute that we elect the individual that received the popular vote within the state.